prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you, and that's what we like to do. Thank you, magical engineer Frank. We worked out a technical problem. Awesome. And we're here to empower you, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Ready to roll, Frank? We're ready to roll. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about the new midlife crisis. And we're going to have some tips for you. And we have some other things in the quack report. But before we jump into all that great stuff, you know, we have a devotional and we want to say a big Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And we're lifting the nation up in prayer and we're hitting the knees and we're seeking the Lord's face. And I hope you mind the time and do the same. Oh, Frank says, what now? We have a new midlife. Yes, we have a new midlife crisis, Frank. You have to wait your turn, and just like everybody else. We're going to get to that, but first the Lord comes first, and today's devotional puts us in Romans 8. This is so relevant. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I know it may not seem like it's going well and something's going on in your life and there may be roadblocks and this and that, but you know, God's got a plan. His timing's perfect and we have to wait on the Lord sometimes. I know it's hard. Oh, I know it's hard, but we're going to wait on the Lord, but we're going to still seek his face and pray and mind the time. It grows short and that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Sorry, I had my button pushed in, Frank. First up in the quacker is the coronavirus, again. But Italian doctors now, this is in Italy, they claim that the COVID-19 virus has weakened, become a shadow of its former self. And they say the infections, they pronounced it, that the infections and deaths from the virus in Italy have continued to fall. Italy used to be considered the epicenter of the European pandemic, but Italian medics are now saying the virus is much less lethal. Actually, according to the head of the San Rafael Hospital, which is a university hospital in Milan, he says the virus no longer exists in the country, at least clinically. So that's a good thing. Right. Sorry, Frank. I didn't mean to scare him. We had a volume problem and we fixed it. And then, of course, I had my button pushed in. He couldn't hear me. Sorry. You know, sorry to fake you out like that. Move along in the quack report. Vaccination rates are plummeting, they think, due to the COVID-19 virus. So the state of Michigan's noticed that there's been a big decline in childhood vaccination rates since the coronavirus. Or coronavirus has taken place. So less than half of infants, 5 months and younger in Michigan, are currently up to date on their vaccinations, according to the Center for Disease Control. Children under the age of 2 are also behind on their vaccines. So while the CDC study is looking specifically at these rates in Michigan, experts are estimating that similar trends may be occurring across our nation. A lot of parents are fearful of potentially exposing their children to the COVID-19 virus while they go seek medical attention and get vaccines. So they're saying the safety is an issue. And the other part of it is some parents think the effectiveness of the childhood vaccines is to be questioned. So Michigan is still in an extreme stay-at-home order. Parents are keeping the children indoors. So they said every category in which children usually get vaccinated and seeing this downward trend, and it makes them very nervous. So 30% fewer children were vaccinated compared to a previous year from April to April in 19. So 40% children overall seem to be and they're worried that it'll go to 50% if this virus continues. So moving along in the quack report, last but not least, France. What they're doing, Frank, in France? They're they haven't been able, you know, France, French wine and so forth, they haven't been able to ship out their wine to the good old US of A. So winemakers are transforming the wine they have in stock. They haven't been able to ship and sell. They're transforming it into hand sanitizer. Oh man, right? So wine sales and exports, particularly to the United States, plunged during the height of the virus, leaving winemakers with millions of liters of unsold wine. 33 licensed distilleries will be able to collect their wine and distill it. Transforming it into the hand sanitizer there. So I don't know. I mean, can you make a lot of money on hand sanitizer compared to wine? I guess it depends on the wine, right? You know? Anyway, that's just sad. It really is. Hand sanitizer. I'll have another glass, please. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about, Frank's all excited here about the new midlife crisis. You know, most Americans are kind of familiar with the saying middle age crisis or midlife crisis, and it often refers to individuals between ages of 45 and 55 years of age. And they tend to encounter a life transition in their identity, and their self-confidence is involved. Now, a psychologist by the name of Elliot Jacquie, he coined the phrase midlife crisis in 1965. He was describing the phenomenon as a time when adults tend to meditate on their mortality, their life accomplishments, even their bucket list. And recently, Penn State looked into how middle-aged Americans are feeling in 2020 and compared to, you know, data that was collected, let's say, 10 years ago in 2010. So what a difference a decade can make. So we're going to check this out. Now, if we go to the year 2010, I don't really want to go back there, but you remember 2010. What were some of the events going on that could highly influence Americans and the possibly make them, I don't know, increasingly leery about their future? Well, you had same-sex marriage was made legal, also known as sodomy, and the source is the Bible, and the Bible calls it that. Also, Barack Obama was president, and Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, and we all know what happened there. Smoking, there was a smoking ban issued in bars and other public places in some states, which tend to leak into most states. No texting while driving law went into effect. Also, California had an earthquake. There were cyber attacks were increasing. Corporate restrictions on political expenditures was lifted, and military don't tell policy was enacted. And this is just a few events in the month of January 2010. We didn't do the whole year. So this brief list seems a bit tame compared to what's really taken place since then in 2020, doesn't it? Really? Well, let's look at this Penn study. This is a Penn study in May 2010. This is done by Penn State, and they found that middle-aged Americans see life as very different now compared to a decade ago. Now, on average, participants in the study found life to be much more stressful. The researchers reported that adults in 2010 stated they had maybe at least 2% more stress to deal with. And what does that 2% additional stress translate into? Well, according to professor of human development and family studies at Penn State, David Almeida, he said that's around an additional week of stress per year. So remember that 2% more stress is an added week of stress on you per year. So the surprise was that middle-aged participants felt it was 19% more stress in 2010. So compared to, you know, the average Joe, the middle-aged folks, the midlife crisis folks said, hey, it's not 2%, it's 19%. They also, the health of the middle-aged was also changing over time. So they saw a change in their health status as well. According to David Almeida, he says for the middle-aged, the stress translates into 64 additional days of stress per year. Okay. Well, a week to 64 days. Well, people today feel that daily living is even more hectic and chaotic and even less certain than a decade ago. So there have been a lot of changes to the social, the financial, the educational, and the political landscape from just one influenza strain that people don't know what to expect next. So this research did get published in the May 2020 Journal of American Psychology. So we're going to look at these stress tentacles a little bit here, and it's contributing to midlife crisis, the new midlife crisis, but I don't think you have to be middle-aged to experience it. Stress seems to invade certain areas of our lives, kind of like tentacles. So stress can influence our finances, relationships, decisions on the future, and so on. Now, another aspect of increased stress is people, they saw themselves as having less well-being. That's bad. So the middle-aged participants, they felt that stress affected their finances by about 27%, and therefore it affected their future plans by at least 17%. So here's a quote from Dr. Almeida. He says, it's the generalized squeeze or the generational squeeze that is making stress more prevalent for people at midlife. Well, why is that? You know, why do people feel like they're being squeezed? Why are the middle-aged so worried? Well, the research teams suggested, they suggested that the middle-aged group was more severely affected. And initially it was thought that the younger adults would feel more stress and that the middle-aged would feel more secure. One reason was, you know, the economic picture for the middle-aged and the market changes affecting their retirement savings. If you'll recall, in 2001, we had the 9/11 crisis, and it deflated retirement savings by about 50%. So within the state of affairs in the United States, people are concerned another crisis could wipe out the savings altogether. So it's not the fear of death or if they have checked off enough of their things that they wanted to do on their bucket list, that is stressing them. That's not what it is. A financial collapse is very much on their mind. So therefore, a midlife crisis in 2010, very different than in 2020. And another thing is people are more concerned for family. Folks in midlife are also thinking about how their children and parents are going to do. So they are taking care of they have a lot of responsibility for family. And this adds to a lot of stress burden in uncertain times. Okay. So here is a quote from Dr. Almeida, who says people in midlife are being responsible for a lot of people. They are responsible for their children and often for their parents, and they may also be responsible for employees if they have them. So more responsibility brings more stress, and people are perceiving more stress now than in the past, end of quote. Well, and why is that? I don't know. We've talked about this time-lapse problem, Frank, here on the show, where that's another aspect of people that seem to be reporting their stress because time has sped up. They can't get as much done in a day as they used to. So this seems to be a perspective. And what is the cause of time going by more quickly? Well, is it aging and the midlife crisis issue? Is it the advancement of technology speeding up life's pace? Or is it a biblical thing and the days have been shortened by our Creator? Probably all three. What do you think? The whammy is what you call that. So technology can stress us, and there's been advanced reports on this. Technology advancements have contributed to our stress. Connected to media, friends, family, and work consume us each day if we will allow it. So devices encourage multitasking behavior, which can also stress the mind. And in many cases, the technology encourages compulsive disorders. Dr. Almeida says this, with people always on their smartphones, they have access to constant news and information that could be overwhelming. Absolutely, where you feel obligated to answer the text, answer the phone. Now, why do you feel obligated? You know, can't you just say, you know, I just don't feel like it, right? And then there's the unknown aspect of all this. This is important. This is in March 2016, there was a report from the University College of London, and it showed that uncertainty causes more stress than if we were to know for sure what was coming. So the study was published in the March Journal of Nature Communications, and this research showed that people experience 50% more stress if there is a chance of an event compared to those who experience or expected an event to occur. So if you don't know what's going to happen next, 50% more stress compared to if you did know what was going to occur. This is from the UCI Institute of Neurology, Dr. Archie DeBerker, and he says, using our models, we could predict how stressed our subjects would be, not just from whether they experienced an event, but how much uncertainty they had about these events. It turns out it is much worse not knowing you're going to have an event than knowing you definitely will have one. People will sweat more and their pupils get bigger when they feel more uncertain. So it's no wonder people feel more stressed today than 10 or even 20 years ago. They've seen event after event take place, and it's kind of like waiting for the other shoe to drop. So keeping people off balance is really a military strategy of psychological warfare. Think about it. It's terrible. It really is terrible. It's a shame. Let's see. This is also from Dr. Rob Rutledge at UCI Institute of Neurology and Max Planck, UCI Center for Computational Psychiatry and Aging Research. They say the most stressful scenario is when you really don't know. It's the uncertainty that makes us anxious, right? Yeah, Frank says this is a very important element of trauma-based mind control. Absolutely, absolutely. So the research from the University College of London also found that stress can also be useful, okay? So here's the bright spot. They found that with some individuals, their stress responses at the highest and greatest stress level during uncertainty made them better at making judgment calls. This exhibits the cool under pressure group. Brings out the best in people in some circumstances, right? You know anybody that's cool under pressure, Frank? I do. I know a few people. Very strong individuals. Cool under pressure, always a good thing. Leadership qualities. The sky's not falling. They always have, we're going to do this. Pay attention. I'm only going to tell you this once kind of leadership thing. And it's pretty amazing. So, make some better, he says. However, it is still no fun. No, I know. It's no fun at all. Well, let's look at stress and some chronic stress. Is it stress or chronic stress? Well, in 2020, we don't have typical stress. We have chronic stress. That's what we have. Now, constant stress causes a lot of health problems. It's like you're on yellow and red alert all the time. Not good for your nervous system. Stress weakens your immune system and damages the nervous system. And some signs of stress may be you overreact to small things. You have headaches. You have anxiety or depression. You have difficulty concentrating and managing daily life. You have increased use of alcohol or tobacco or drugs. And your stress-related physical symptoms are making existing health issues worse. So be aware of those signs. So we have the ultimate exercise in life management before us. That's what we have. So in difficult times, we must be vigilant and even creative in protecting our body and our mental health. So when you have tools and you have knowledge, actually that can diffuse a lot of uncertainty and reduce your stress level. So nutrition, it will go a long way in helping the body cope with stress. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their wonderful body foundation food mix. You add to juice or water, and it's water soluble, and it instantly infuses nutrition into your system, and it helps you cope with stress better. Natural B vitamins, it's all organic. You'll be amazed at how great you feel. They also have immune support formulas, herb formulas, all organic, professional strength, as well as anxiety relief formulas. They have headache formulas, pain formulas. They have quite a few things. They have pandemic kits. If you want to have one on the shelf, give you a little peace of mind. They have a lot of things. You know, Frank, my phone's ringing off. People are worried about the new development of the COVID-19 vaccine. They are just totally and beside themselves with the horrors that may produce. And so we have solutions for that too. And just give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, their website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And it puts power into your hands. You'll feel less anxious. You'll feel more in control of uncertainty. Lord is leading. The Lord is leading. He says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So you either believe them or you don't. So actually, I'm not really all concerned about pandemics and such. I rely on a lot of the immune support quality herbs. And a lot of these herbs have inhibitors to things like shingles, Ebola, hemorrhagic fevers, even your COVID-19. Astragalus root will kick it to the curb. People just don't know. So when you know, it's your duty to tell others, okay, that you care about so they know. And a good way to do that is to sign up for the free online newsletters at thepowerherbs.com. These are electronically mailed through email. So you have to have an email account and you can sign up for free. There's no subscription. And you just go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on books and newsletters and you can sign up for free. They have a couple of newsletters. They have the Financial Survival, and that is mailed out on Tuesday. And then they have the Health Quest. The Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want to get an issue of either or, just sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. And it's opt-in, opt-out, anytime you want. So, and none of your information is sold. So they're a very private a company, and they don't sell your name, address, or anything like that. So you can rest assured everything will be taken care of and secure. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. All right, so we got a break coming up, but I'm going to be setting up our next topic. We're going to be talking about a certain virus that cycles around, and it usually likes cold weather months, but I see lately it's kind of cropping up in spring. And so I thought, well, let's revisit this topic. So there are people out there that may identify what we're going to talk about, and they'll have a natural solution to this everyday problem that we're seeing, because empowerment's a good thing. It really is. It really is. So what happened is a couple of years ago, and it seems to come back every 2 years to me. It wasn't so much this past winter, but I expect it to come up in 2021. And what this is, this fall, it'll start this fall, and it'll go through the flu season. And usually it lingers into the spring. So I'm anticipating this virus to kind of come back, coming up this fall. So it's a really persnickety little viral thing, that doctors can't get rid of it. And, what happens is a person might get sick with, a minor infection. It could be just a little cold, a sinus infection, something like that. And they get over it. Right. They may even get the flu and they get over it. No problem. And then they get this virus on the heels of the first infection. And it's a cough. It's just a nagging cough. And in most cases, there's no production. Sometimes there's a little bit of production of mucus, but not a whole lot. And it just hangs on and hangs on and hangs on. And doctors don't know what to do for it because, of course, they got antibiotics, but they don't have anything for this. So we're going to be talking about some solutions to this predicament. So if it comes around this fall for you, you'll be all and ready. Yep, you'll be kicking it to the curb. So we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, more empowerment. So stay right there.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs?
Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about this bugga of a virus that tends to give people all kinds of fits. Now, this kind of really came to my attention back in 2016. There was this surge across the United States that involved this consistent cough, sometimes with some congestion, as I mentioned, sometimes not. And it was not resolved with prescription meds, antibiotics. So the drugs really did nothing, and the patients reported this to their doctors, who had no other options but to offer, you know, except get a cough suppressant or something, or an over-the-counter decongestant. That's all they were told. So patients kind of at their wits' end, because they could have this cough for months. One person had it 4 months. Another gentleman said he had it 8 months. It was something else. And many were trying to work and run their businesses while they were clearly in the midst of a respiratory illness the doctor couldn't cure. Now, can you imagine, Frank, this happening now? These people would be pariahs. They couldn't go to stores. People would avoid their businesses because they were coughing. So medical physicians did not know really how to support a body's immune system with nutrition, and they don't know how to counter these type of infections. Now, scientific medicine has for a long time been kind of useless against the viral infections, and they tell patients, you know, let the virus run its course. Now, smart individuals know that nutritional elements that they can use to help shorten the duration of the illness and to help their immune system code an antibody for this pathogen and then make them less vulnerable to this are the smart ones, you know, because any similar strains that come along, you have adaptogens, immune system cells that can function very well as well. So we're going to see, we're going to find out what this mystery is regarding this coughing condition and how we can protect ourselves, you know, moving into the fall coming up really quick because, you know, days seem to be shorter and we're going to be ready. We are going to be so ready. All right. So the coughing bug, though, started to be a problem in the fall of 2016. It swept across the United States from West Coast to East Coast. Of course, people are traveling during the holidays, right? And it seemed really to kind of hitch a ride on our holiday travelers, and it spread pretty quickly. Now, I was getting quite a few calls from people at that point. They were complaining of multiple trips to the doctor, to the pharmacist, no avail against this cough from hell. So this was no ordinary hacking cough. People were coughing consistently for months. Now just imagine the fatigue you have. Abdomen muscles coughing, chest cavity muscles coughing. It wears you out. So it was such a problem. It really did catch the eye of some researchers at Wales in the United Kingdom, where they were concluding that antibiotic treatment's waste of time, doesn't do anything. Thousands of Brits and patients were plagued by this same thing, and it was reported that the Queen even may have come down with the illness. So, you know, it was what it was. So the scientists now at Cardiff and Vale College in the UK, they reported that there was little doctors could do anything to relieve patients from this prolonged cough except to tell them to rest and drink plenty of fluids. They even discouraged patients from seeing their UK doctor because over there they have the socialized healthcare plan and you don't want to gum up their system with unnecessary trips to the doctor. Nothing could be done. And so an appointment wouldn't be needed and another patient could be treated. So don't even go is what they were told. Now the socialized medicine is kind of a rationed system there where the wait time for an appointment can be long. The British pay 20% of their income to the government for this system. And in some instances, they're told to just stay home. They've already paid for their visit, but they can't have one. So the average income in the United States is $50,000. So if we got socialized medicine, it became, let's say, a complete system here in the United States, we'd be paying $10,000 a year for such a system. How do you feel about that, Frank? You want to pay $10,000 for a government-run, ill-efficient system? Not me. Now, Americans, if they had a similar system, healthcare can't run on good feelings, so they have to have money to operate it. So obviously the British can't see their doctors when they want to, and they're paying $27.40 a day anyway. That's what it amounts to. So let's get back to this virus. What the heck is it? There have been a lot of patients asking their doctors, what kind of illness is this? It's producing this persistent lingering cough for months. What is it? Well, Frank, do you know what the description of a virus is? Do you know what, when a doctor says, oh, you got a virus, people go, okay. Well, if you remember science in school, yeah, Frank's got it right out there. If you remember science in school, they would tell you viruses are little small pathogens. They're smaller than bacteria. So you're thinking about that. But really what science is saying when they tell you you have a virus, they don't know what you have. It's a generic term for we don't know. Okay. And Frank knew that. He said that. Way to go, Frank. So you've got hundreds of viruses. And a lot of times, you know, they just don't know and they should do a test. And of course, we went over the other day, the error margins in tests is 20%. So they really don't know. So scientific medicine calls this particular pathogen that we're talking about right now an adenovirus. And what is an adenovirus? Frank, you want to take a guess? What the heck is an adenovirus? I don't know. A lot of people haven't heard this. They know what COVID-19 is. Frank doesn't know, he says. Well, it's a primate virus, Frank. Yeah, primate, monkey. Okay, so, you know, COVID-19 is the bat. Now we got monkeys. Well, this virus is causing a lot of discomfort for a lot of people. They can't sleep. They have abdominal soreness from coughing. And you know, to know it came from monkeys? Well, you know, those things don't evolve overnight like they have in the lab recently. So this is man-made and it's patented. So in July 2013, University of California in San Francisco reported on a virus they said was now infecting humans, causing cold and flu-like symptoms, along with a hard-to-get-rid-of cough. The research team said it was a new virus from monkeys, and it was first started on in California in 2009. There was a colony of monkeys, they said, in California. Scientists were working with, regardless of what kind of infection they had, and they were cross-infecting the monkeys with viruses, and three developed this respiratory type of illness. And they were developing antibody serums and testing this on sick monkeys, which they thought would clear infections in about 12 days. They were somewhat successful in developing a virus that was able to infect primates. And this was UCSF Abbott Viral Diagnostics and Discovery Center. So they were tinkering. They were tinkering, I tell you, with primate viruses they now call adenoviruses. Somehow this got exposed to humans. When humans can get, it can infect them. And here's what one of the lead scientists on the study said. This was Dr. Charles Achiu, assistant professor. He said, this study raises some concerns about the potential of unknown viruses to spread from animals to humans. We do not understand the full extent of viruses that exist in the world and their potential to cause outbreaks in human populations. Well, they're assisting in the viruses that are from other animals crossing over to infect humans. They're bridging that gap scientifically in the lab. That's what they did with Ebola. See? So what's really sickening is our animal kingdom is being transformed to sicken the human kingdom. And Dr. Chu and his team in 2008 discovered a different adenovirus called Simine Adenovirus C, which is a monkey virus, that made baboons sick and even some of them died. And at that time, some of the scientists became ill themselves with respiratory infections and found that they had developed a monkey virus which infects now humans. So what all this means is that science is looking for new ways to create infectious pathogens in humans, and they've turned to the animal kingdom to do it. So the study is called zoonotic disease. It's very popular in science. And in harvesting viruses and harvesting bacteria and parasites from animals, from fowl, bats, pigs, camels, primates, etc. And they want to make new diseases so they can sell you new vaccines. So currently science has been selecting viruses that will be transmitted to humans and include them in your influenza vaccine, which is one of the things you want to look for to see if the COVID-19 gets included in your fall flu shot. Because it's a quadrivalent shot. They'll just take out maybe the Australian flu and stick in the COVID-19. So what is really interesting about our adenovirus problem, the species of viruses, is they are known to replicate with little to no mutation. And you know what? You know why that's important? Well, if you have few mutations in a pathogen, science states it lends itself to infection-enhancing performance. So could this be why science is using adenoviruses to create more diseases for humans? And I think it is because it makes it easier for them to replicate a virus with and mix that then with other human genes, creating new strains of viruses for humans to become sick so they can make new vaccines, be manufactured and sold. Here's another statement from Dr. Chu. He says, combination of distinct virus species or strains can give rise to new viruses that are more pathogenic or that infect across species. This applies to DNA viruses as well as to RNA viruses. So if you're scientist or whoever it is that's a spokesperson saying, well, this is an RNA virus. This is not a DNA virus. Doesn't matter. Going to be a problem. So you got more virulent strains going on. Dr. Chu has pointed out science is making more virulent strains of human adenoviruses, and this is how they are doing it. They take a virulent strain of the primate adenovirus, and they combine it with another milder strain of a human virus. Dr. Chu stated he thinks this is how the simian adenovirus outbreak happened in Texas. Aha. So which human virus strain do you suppose they used? According to the UK scientists, the University of London and a professor at John Oxford, they said the virus that is causing this constant cough is an adenovirus microbe combined with a human strain of pneumonia, bronchitis, and gastroenteritis pathogens. Oh, wasn't that great? This is quite the feat for a virus to capture three human viral strains without mutating. This is the kicker on this adenovirus causing such illness and coughing. It is capable of surviving in our body temperature and then creeping into the lower lung and hang out there and offer other symptoms. And even if other symptoms have lessened, this is causing this long-term cough. And what patients are told by their doctor? Stay home, indoors, because cold air stirs the cough reflex, and wash your hands a lot. They created this monster. See, well, not specifically maybe your MD, but the science area did. U.S. Center for Disease Control put this out in May 2017. Outbreaks of adenovirus infection are not common in the United States population. However, outbreaks that have been reported usually involve respiratory illness and conjunctivitis, which is inflammation of the eyes. Outbreaks are more common in late winter, spring, and early summer, but can occur any time. Well, like I said, the MO that we've been seeing is usually fall, winter, and sometimes into spring. Not practical advice, really, to tell people, you know, stay at home more than 4 weeks as they cough their heads off, right? Patients are also put on alert by medical science stating the coughs are lasting more than 21 days. This could be something serious like tuberculosis or lung cancer. That's what they're telling the patients. And then you go through the gamut of tests, which have a 20% error margin, could put the doctor on the wrong path in treating you, making you worse. So the folks that I tend to talk to about this have taken their physician's advice, but they've not improved. Some say they are tired, and they've tried the vitamin C and the zinc supplements and even some old wives' tale therapies like honey and lemon, try to soothe their cough, but relief evaded them. Something like this is really going to take not one or two things to evict this pathogen from the body. It's going to take a combination of things. So how many are there? Well, since the adenovirus is easy to combine with other viral strains from other species, how many adenoviruses do we need to worry about? Well, the CDC states there are over 50 different strains. Oh, Frank says he stays organic with garlic. Garlic's very broad spectrum, Frank. So I definitely love garlic. That's a good choice. But we're also going to need it's in the lung capacity, so it's in the pulmonary, so we're going to have to do something there too. Adenoviruses, here's what the CDC says. We have over 50 different strains, so they've been busy in the lab. Adenovirus 3, 4, and 7 cause an acute respiratory virus. It spreads in water, like your lakes, streams, swimming pools, without any adequate chlorine. So any pools of water, I don't know if you got like a fish pond in your backyard that's not chlorinated, the virus will spread in the water. Adenovirus 14, that they've had around since 2017, has infected the military with respiratory illnesses, so they must have vaccinated them. Also, adenoviruses 8, 19, 34, 54, and 53 can cause epidemic levels of acute inflammation of the cornea and conjunctiva of the eye. And that's called keratoconjunctivitis, by the way. Adenoviruses 40 and 41 cause gastroenteritis in children. So the CDC has posted a chart on adenoviruses and the impact of them in the United States. You want to keep in mind there are many more cases that never get reported because doctors are just not recording these cases properly. So if you go to the CDC website, you can pull up the adenovirus chart. And you can see they started tracking these things in 2016. And it kind of looks like, you know, a mountain peak coming up and down. A big spike in 2017. Which, you know, runs with the calls that I was getting in the winter of 2016. And, you know, the adenovirus looks under a microscope just like every other virus. It's this round, spiky little thing that likes to port to your cells and make you sick. Now, according to the CDC, adenoviruses are very resistant to chemical disinfectants, and they're often on surfaces that you touch, doorknobs, gas pump, phone, car keys. Some of the symptoms that people experience when they do have an adenovirus will be a head cold and a runny nose, a cough and a sore throat, a headache, all these flu-like symptoms that you're familiar with, digestive upset, red eyes, a skin infection, croup-like symptoms, pneumonia, bronchitis, and the virus can also infect your tonsils and your adenoids. Now, the CDC is reporting that an adenovirus vaccine for types 4 and 7 was developed for the United States military in the 1970s. Recruits were injected with the virus from 1970 to 1999. A new oral version of this vaccine was created and approved by the FDA in 2011, and it was used on the U.S. military. The U.S. Department of Defense recommends the vaccine for all recruits entering basic training. However, enlisted get the vaccine from 17 to 50 years of age. And there are warnings that come with the adenovirus vaccine, and here they are. Avoid if you're allergic to vaccine components. Avoid if you're pregnant or nursing. Avoid pregnancy within 6 weeks of getting the vaccine. Avoid if you're younger than 17. Avoid chewing the vaccine tablet and swallow it whole. Avoid the vaccine if you're sick. This virus of the vaccine will shed off in human stool for at least a month after you've been vaccinated. Avoid if you have HIV or AIDS. Avoid if you're taking immune suppressant drugs or an organ transplant medication or medication for lupus, and avoid if you're taking cancer treatments. So what are the vaccine side effects? Well, according to CDC, common side effects would be headache, fever, upper respiratory tract infection, stuffy nose, sore throat, joint pain, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea, and cough. Serious side effects within the first few hours if you take this oral version of the vaccine: blood in the urine or stool, pneumonia, inflammation of the stomach and intestines, allergic reactions like breathing difficulty, wheezing and hoarseness, high fever, severe stomach pain and diarrhea, paleness and weakness, fast heartbeat, dizziness, and death is rare. But it does occur. When you take the oral version of an adeno vaccine the military is giving. Well, you've got pathogen warfare going on, okay? So, and you've got, as we've pointed out, you've got psychological warfare going on. In the first show, this we mentioned, when you people are, you know, don't know what to expect. Everything's kind of, you know, anxiety. I personally, what I do is I like to fight off the pathogens with a strong immune system, and you're not going to have a strong immune system with antibiotics and vaccines. You can't keep serious infections in check without a strong immune system, an immune system that can make your killer T-cell response really work hard. So here are some of the herbs that I tend to line up and use it most times when I'm fighting either natural or man-made pathogens, especially those that involve a pulmonary system, which is your lungs. Remember, I said it will take more than one thing to control or overcome this type of infection. So this is what I do. Can't give medical advice. This is what I do. I will definitely use my echinacea root. It supports your immune system, and it helps you make more killer T-cell antibodies. Very important. I use garlic. Frank, you're the garlic man. You can really, relate. Garlic is very broad spectrum. It has antibacterial plus antiviral properties. I like to use cayenne peppers, the hot ones. It removes mucus from the system, and it takes other herbs that you're taking through the system really fast. So it's a circulatory component. I like to use barberry bark. It's has a natural germicide in it, and it helps fight or inhibit pulmonary infections like tuberculosis. So a lot of times, they like to take these viral strains from humans and mix it with animal viruses, and so voila. I also like to use lobelia. It's an herb that removes congestion from the lungs, makes it easier to breathe. I'll use taifu oil. It's an oil you put on your palms, rub together, cup over nose and mouth, and the vapors disinfect the respiratory airway and shrink swelling and improves your sleep. I'll also use ginseng. It gives the system more stamina to help you fight this infection, as well as thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, thyme herb, calms the cough so you can get some sleep. Again, we have germicides in the thyme for even pathogens like whooping cough in there. And then astragalus root, it offers a lot of synergistic power to your immune support herbs, and it also has minerals like zinc, which the immune system likes to use. So you're going to find all these herbal formulas. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have them. You just give them a call. They have a lung congestion kit if you want to take that advantage of that. You can give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Get their free product catalog, and you'll see the tools in there that you'll be able to use. Plus, you get lots of instruction and support from Apothecary Herbs on using the tools properly. So you have healthcare options there. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They make the certified organic professional strength versions of these formulas that you don't see in stores. So these are going to be highly potent formulations that don't even compare to what, some of the big companies are stocking at your wellness centers. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. Get a free catalog. You can visit their website and download their catalog from there, or order one online to be mailed to you. And that's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And get a catalog, because you'll be amazed at what's in there. And, of course, you can just give them a call if you don't do the Internet. They'll mail it to you free of charge in the regular mail. And you can nice table of contents. You can flip to those sections that you need. And you can email or call them with questions or concerns. All the ingredients are listed, and counter-regulatory information is provided as well. But do give them a call if you have questions. They're there for you 24/7. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Sign up for the newsletters and get empowered. Just click on books and newsletters and sign up by email today. I'm out of time, but the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.